7:30 to 5:30. A dozen incredible sites, including classic mansions. For ticket and tour information, visit preservationracine.org. Support comes from Fine Arts at First, opening a new season this Sunday at 3 with the energetic piano-violin husband-wife duo Andrew Lee and Jennifer Walford. All concerts are free and held at First United Methodist Church at the corner of Sheridan Road and 60th Street.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And I'm Jim McClure, and welcome this Saturday morning to Community Matters. Our guest this week is a returning guest we've had before on our show, Colleen Lesniak, the volunteer coordinator for Walworth County. She's got a big job and a lot of positions to fill. If you live near the Walworth County area and are thinking of where you might fit into the volunteering mix, this might be a good show to listen to. And for any residents to hear that all the services that Walworth County offers and the people that are willing to help out, it's a very encouraging story. And Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we last talked about the Farm Technology Days and the huge 1,000 people that you needed to get for that. We'll talk about that a little more. Right now, I think you have some pressing needs that have started out. What are the type of things that you are starting to look for now at this point in the season?
Well, I recruit and place volunteers in any program or facility that the government of Walworth County runs. So just to kind of go through that, it would be Lakeland Healthcare Center, the county's nursing home. I have a wide variety of volunteer needs there. Lakeland School is our special needs school, and we have volunteer opportunities there. Health and Human Services is a large division that uses volunteers pretty regularly. I also place volunteers at the jail, the sheriff's office, at Public Works. We're starting to really do some neat things in the county parks with volunteer work days, and I have a few of those coming up. And also down at the government center, which houses a variety of offices, UW Extension, our land use and resource management, our treasurer's office, human resources, and more. So we have volunteers placed at the government center as well. Our ongoing needs and our most pressing needs currently are always Meals on Wheels, and that's our under our aging and or our ADRC, which is our Aging and Disability Resource Center. And this is a one-stop shop at our Health and Human Services building for folks who need services for aging parents, for a spouse. And one of the big programs under the ADRC umbrella is the Meals on Wheels program.
Yeah, take us through in detail how the Meals on Wheels programs work. And I remember it from my childhood in the 60s. How long has it been around and what does it involve?
I'm not quite sure how long we've been involved in it, but it has been around for a very long time. It's a program that offers a warm home-cooked meal Monday through Friday to seniors who are homebound. They can't get out, they can't drive, they maybe do not have a family in the area. And so we deliver in 13 communities in Walworth County, and those meals are brought to the seniors' home by an individual volunteer. So the large, we have a very large number of volunteers at our Meals on Wheels. And we also have groups and church organizations that help out with this.
Where does the food come from the program? Is it, volunteer, or where does it originate at least?
It is usually a caterer company, and that gets changed occasionally, but it's a caterer in Janesville that delivers the hot meals in containers that remain hot throughout the morning, and then there's also a cold container, and in each community there is a localized spot where the volunteers pick up those containers, and then it also has a binder that has the route in it. But for the most part, that company has to go through a bidding process every year, so sometimes it changes, but right now it is a catering company out of Janesville.
Is it one meal per day, or...?
Yes, it is one meal per day, and that meal is... you do get a bill, but it's on a donation type of invoice type of thing. You would get a monthly statement, but you can pay as much as you can afford.
And what age is first available to?
It's not necessarily an age, but it has to do with your ability to be able to get out of your house. So, it should probably be, I think it's senior 62 and up, but if you're an adult with some disabilities, then you're also qualified to get the services. But if you are interested in or needing any information regarding the Meals on Wheels program, you can always call the Walworth County Aging and Disability Resource Center and get more information on that.
Yeah, they have wonderful newsletters that you can get at libraries and public places and here at the county if a relative stops by. 13 communities. How many people all told do you serve? It must be in the hundreds.
I'm not really sure. Ann Prince is our manager of our Meals on Wheels.
How many volunteers
program.
Does it take?
Well, we have over 400 volunteers that do it. So it's about, I think it's 150. Meals a day that we serve, and it fluctuates with the people in the community, whether they go into the hospital or they've recuperated enough from a surgery that now they can drive and get out of the house and get to the grocery store. But along with that nutrition program, Meals on Wheels, we also have senior dining centers throughout the communities too.
I was going to ask you about that. I know some folks who go to that, and I some of those meal plans look pretty good too. What's involved there with how the seniors can take advantage of that?
Well, that program is for folks who still are able to get out of their house, maybe drive. These are local in the community, so they might be at a senior apartment, they might be at an assisted living. I know in Elkhorn here it's at Sedge Meadow, and that is also Monday through Friday. It's a congregate meal where seniors can come. They may have an activity to do beforehand, say like a bingo or some sort of card game, and then the meal is served during the lunch hour. And that meal is the same meal that the Meals on Wheels homebound folks get.
It must be very important to the human contact when you're older as a senior, both at the senior center meals and to have someone come and visit. How therapeutic is that, and how do you train volunteers to, you know, give that extra special edge?
I know that the volunteers at the senior dining center are folks who definitely ask questions about how the seniors are doing. They kind of check in with them. They maybe, tell them a joke or two. The folks on the Meals on Wheels routes, unfortunately, the next person is waiting for their meals, so they can't spend as much time with the seniors that they like to. But it is a human contact that they have each day. So we have had incidences where, and we always train the volunteers, if the person doesn't answer, that you have to call the office and inform us, because there have been incidents where the senior has needed a wellness check, where we might have to send, you know, the sheriff out or the local police station to just do a wellness check on that person. But yes, there's some training involved. You know, we have all of our facilities, whether it's working at the school or the nursing home or Health and Human Services, we really have to point out and explain to the volunteers how important confidentiality is and our HIPAA rules, and that we can't share with any of our family or friends on who might be on that Meals on Wheels list or who's in that nursing home, because we are all strictly surrounded by confidentiality in that respect.
So if someone wants to volunteer, what are the requirements and what are you looking for someone who wants to volunteer for Meals on Wheels?
Well, each department, and specifically Meals on Wheels, has an application, a county application, and that is on our website, and I can give you more information on that a little bit later. But it's a quick application. I do a complete background check on every volunteer, and then we have you also sign off on a confidentiality statement saying that you realize that anything that you see or hear at the facilities or on the routes, that it remains confidential. But basically, it's filling out the application. If it's something specific, like you know you want to do Meals on Wheels, I may not meet with you. I might do it over like an email process or over, you know, just through the mail. But if it's something that you're interested, you want to volunteer, but you're not really sure what you want to do, I usually have you come in and we set up an appointment at the volunteer office and we go through maybe what you're interested in, what you want to do, and then I try to find a job that's specifically for you. For example, a lady came in yesterday, and she's wanting to fill in some space on her resume in between jobs, and she had some background in purchasing. So just by chance, our purchasing division here at the county has a special project that they wanted to be completed in the next couple months, kind of clean up some of their files and things like that. And I said, that's a perfect match. Would you want to do that? And so then I would match up the staff at the purchasing division with the volunteer that has that interest or some skills, and then they can meet and talk a little bit and see if it's a good match. And then they make up their schedule and go from there. But that's kind of how the process is. If you're not sure, you can come into the office. I can go over some of the things, some of the volunteer jobs that I have. Some people want to work with kids, so maybe that would be Lakeland School. Some people want to work with seniors. Well, I have a whole wide variety of things that you could work with seniors for. I want to just be a visitor. Okay, well, we could, you know, go to the nursing home and you can be a friendly visitor, or we have what's called a senior visitor program that you go into people's homes and visit with them there. So it's kind of what you're interested in doing.
How unique is it for a county to have a volunteer services coordinator? As I've been around the country, I haven't seen it very often.
To my knowledge, in the state of Wisconsin, I'm thinking there's only one or two that it's a county-wide position. Many counties have a volunteer coordinator, say, in their Health and Human Services department. Every county has a Health and Human Services department or some sort of Health and Human Services division. So it's pretty unique. My career in volunteer management started at our nursing home about 21 years ago. And so I was their part-time volunteer coordinator, and they have a long history of volunteerism at the nursing home. Going back into the 50s and 60s, there's always been a volunteer coordinator because it was a large nursing home at one time. We had 320 residents, and many wonderful programs and groups would come in. Well, as we built the new nursing home 10 years ago, the responsibilities of the volunteer coordinator shrank, as did the population. So we have 120 residents there now, and so that position was part-time. Dave Brettel, our county administrator, in, I believe it was 2008, presented the idea of having a volunteer coordinator countywide to our county board. And that position was then approved by the board, and I interviewed for it and came on board as full-time volunteer coordinator then for the county.
How many people do you place in the course of a year, would you say?
Well, in 2015, I do an annual report for the board just so they can see what the return on investment is for having a volunteer program. I do this very large annual report and break down the hours and the number of volunteers. And also interns. I place interns throughout the county as well. And they go through the same process, the application, the background check, and then we place them wherever. But last year, I think we had over 1,000 volunteer placements.
We're speaking with Colleen Lesniak, the volunteer coordinator for Walworth County. And it's amazing to hear all the services that people volunteer for that you might be able to volunteer for as you consider this listening at home or as you drive through Walworth County. You're listening to Community Matters on WGTD-FM, 101.7 in Elkhorn, 103.3 in Lake Geneva, 91.1 Kenosha and Racine counties, and on the internet worldwide at WGTD.org. And Colleen, we've been talking about senior programs, starting with Meals on Wheels. What other areas are you looking for volunteers currently to help with seniors in Walworth County?
Well, Lakeland Healthcare Center is our long-term facility here in Elkhorn, located in Elkhorn, run by Walworth County. And we always have an ongoing need for volunteers there. And one of the current needs are in our medical records department. And this is one of the volunteer jobs that I'm looking for, someone who may be in school doing a medical records associate degree or a coding degree, maybe would like to have some on the job type of experience. I have listed this particular volunteer job with the service learning department. So I'm hoping to get someone who is interested in medical records, who wants to learn while they're volunteering, but it's something that they're interested in doing. The other ongoing volunteer needs is in our therapy department. So that's physical therapy, occupational speech therapy. If you are interested, or if you're a student who is maybe in the PTA program or the CODA program, this may be a nice way to see if this is a population that you want to work with. So the therapy volunteers assist residents to the in-house therapy department by transporting them from their room to the therapy department and then visiting or socializing with them while they wait for the therapist. Some of the other jobs at the nursing home would be working in activities, bringing in a skill that you have or an interest, something that maybe is different than the staff can provide. For example, we have volunteers who do Bible studies, who do current events, who come in and share stories or read newspapers, write letters for folks, just visit with folks, bring in their pets. So it's just a nice way to bring in anything from the outside into the nursing home that they might not otherwise have.
It must be a nice way, too, for all ages to get engaged. I would imagine for retirees, for people who are no longer in the workplace full-time. It's a great way to get reconnected and bring that lifetime of experience in, for starters. Do you get a lot of people who have recently left the workforce and are looking for something else to do besides, you know, go fishing and read books at the library?
We do. We get, especially at the nursing home, we get people of all ages. I usually take volunteers 14 years and older, who that's somewhat of our policy. But I also encourage families to come in. If they want to come in and bring their children in on the weekends or in the early afternoons, that's fantastic. I mean, babies and dogs and people of all ages, you know, the seniors love to see. So, but yeah, the retirees are great because they have the time, they have the experience, they know that giving back to the community is important. That's one of their traits that they have. So they obviously are a big part of my workforce in the volunteer department. And then the folks, like I said before, who are in between jobs or who have been laid off or who just got out of college and aren't necessarily employed in the field that they want to be employed in, we can make that connection for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has to be a great way to get that experience when you're just starting out or considering different areas. How about internships? Are you looking for partnerships with Gateway Technical College and their Elkhorn campus, for example?
Well, I know that our nursing home has a great partnership already with the CNA program, and we always have CNA classes there that are doing their studies and their work experience right at the nursing home, so that's great. The other possibilities, like I said, were the medical records or the therapy. But if you're interested in environmental things, we work very closely with the UW Extension Office, which is, you know, our horticulturist is there, our ag agents. If you're into family living education, we can make that connection for you as well. Some of the other departments, like our public works, if you're interested in environmental stuff, would be our county park work days. We have several throughout the years. The county runs three different parks, mm-hmm. Natureland, Price Park, and we have a new park in the Lake Geneva area called the White River County Park. And every once in a while, we will have work days out there that help with planting or maintenance of the trails, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Describe the different parks. Now, White County Park, I know, is a beautiful farm area. I wasn't familiar with the other two. Are they parks within the Elkhorn area or within the entire county?
Well, Natureland is up on the Whitewater Lake, so it's the northern part of the county off a Territorial Road. And Price Park is on Hodunk Road, just north of Elkhorn, and that's where we have our new dog park, which is a new, nice new addition for people in the community to bring their dogs out to Price Park.
Huh. Going back to 2009, when Dave Brettle, the county administrator, tapped you to start this, how did you first take on this this beast? It must have been a little daunting at first to consider all that the job entailed.
It did, because there was no one in this position before, so it was a from the ground floor up type of job. Well, first I just got the word out to department heads and to staff in the county. I mean, we have over close to 900 people who work for the county. So to get the word out, and that's a continuous progress, to get the word out that there is a volunteer services department, I say department, but really it's just me, and that, that, you know, I can offer them some volunteers if they have a special project or a need. So to get the word out was the first part of it, and then to get some, the word out to the public that we have a need for volunteers, and that's also an ongoing job. Is every week I have a couple hours set aside for just recruitment, whether that's to do a program on the radio or whether that is to send a press release out or whether that's just to make some contacts to some folks that haven't volunteered in a while. So every week I just kind of set aside a few hours for recruitment, and so that's ongoing. But to get back to the question about getting this department up and rolling, mm-hmm. I also set some policies, which were, you know, the policy of doing a background check on every volunteer, doing an interview, trying to make a good match, matching up their interests and skills to a job. So we kind of set that up, and it was a work in progress. But so far, it's been working out pretty good.
If there's a common thread, I imagine it's that some remembering people that in our busy, goal-driven society are often forgotten. And I imagine the jail falls into that segment as well. What kind of opportunities are there, and how are those men and women who are at, you know, tough part in their lives, how are they being cared for through your volunteer programs?
Well, we have a wonderful volunteer, Chaplain Larry Hansen, and he's been at the jail long before I came into this program. So I really tapped into his knowledge and his expertise, and we bring worship services to the inmates as well as some AODA and alcohol and drug. So, mm-hmm. you know, all the volunteers that come in are under those two categories, which would be clergy or ministering or worship services, communion, that type of thing. And then the other volunteers would come in for more of the alcohol and drug counseling, the AA or the NA. And so we consider those folks all volunteers. And so they have to go through the same process, the application. But again, I give a lot of credit to Chaplain Larry because he is my go-to man, my go-to guy for, you know, if we have new volunteers. And then it's nice just to keep tabs on who's coming in and out of the jail. And so we also have some staff who kind of help out with that. And Sergeant Steve Sachs is another kind of go-to guy that mm-hmm. is my contact over there, as well as Sergeant Chuck Hall. He has some volunteers. So not only do we have volunteers that go directly into the jail, but we also have volunteers that help in a clerical manner, whether it's scanning or doing some sort of help for the administrative staff at the jail as well.
Right, and I imagine, too, for someone who is interested in a criminal justice degree or thinks they might want to be involved in corrections or be involved in a sheriff department or police department, that's got to be great training along the way.
Right. We have interns that come through who are in criminal justice. We have interns who are social work interns, and they want to work with that population. Well, we have a social worker who's at the jail. Right. If you don't know who the contact person is or if you're interested in internships, I could be that person that can help you make the connection.
We're speaking with Colleen Lesniak, the volunteer coordinator for Walworth County this week on Community Matters. And Colleen, let's make a little news while we're at it. What's your most urgent need? Where, if you really had to get the word out today, when would you like to get some applicants coming in the door for volunteer programs?
Well, going back to the Meals on Wheels, that's an ongoing thing, but we especially need help in Lake Como and also Wednesdays in Pell Lake. We do reimburse mileage, and so that helps with the gas that's needed. But you do need your own car. But if you are interested in that, you can just contact me. The public health department, our public health department is located at our Health and Human Services on Highway NN in Elkhorn. The public health department is in need of a volunteer receptionist every Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 6. That job helps just greet the consumers coming in for our WIC clinic, our Women, Infant, and Children clinics. And then we also have immunization clinics that always need help. A Lakeland school just started back for their semester or fall semester. They're just back in school, and we have volunteers, volunteer needs in our library, in some of the specials like our music, and in the classroom setting. Clerical help is always needed. I have volunteers that are kind of on call for special projects. For example, tomorrow our Human Resources has a large mailing that they need volunteers to correlate and put together these packages that are going to be mailed out to all the staff that work for the county. And as I said before, that's close to the 900 mark. So we have three volunteers coming in tomorrow for a special project. You know, they can get it out in a couple hours and, you know, your volunteer job is done. So I just send an email out to some of my clerical volunteers, and whoever can come in and help just signs up. So there's many different jobs like that. For example, we had a need for just to contact some of the schools regarding holiday care. And holiday care is a program that Health and Human Services does for families in need during the Christmas time. And we do fundraisers for that because we usually help about 400 families with Christmas toys and food during the holidays. And so we're doing a fundraiser. We're doing a 5K at the end of October. And so we needed a volunteer who can contact businesses, schools, just to put flyers out to promote this event. So, you know, again, volunteers are needed for just these special random type of projects that maybe the staff can't take work time to do, or so we're lucky to have a few of those clerical type of volunteers that will do those projects, but I'm always in need of someone more volunteers to do, and those are great because you do them kind of on your own time. Another example of that is our behavioral health division at Health and Human Services. The state requires them to do a survey of their consumers, the folks who use their services, but staff are not allowed to do it. So we either hire somebody, a firm to do that, or a consulting firm or someone to do that, or you use volunteers. So we save the taxpayers money by using volunteers to do these surveys. And, I mean, it's time-consuming, but somebody who doesn't mind doing it at home or something like that, it's, a great service to have volunteers in place to do things that maybe help to save the taxpayer dollars.
You know, it sounds like, I mean, you're certainly discriminating. You do the background checks and everything else, but it seems like if you have a will to serve, to volunteer, you'll find something for that person who has to volunteer. It helps if you're specialized in some areas, but if you're not, it sounds like you have a pretty good spade of ideas.
Right. Of different projects, of interest, different divisions or facilities, different, programs that are happening with the county. There is definitely a need for volunteers across the board.
Tell me, too, about the feedback you get, Colleen. Do you get to hear in your job many stories from either the volunteers or the people they serve about how lives are changed through what they're doing? kind of things that kind of keep you going in a job that I imagine would be easy to kind of get burned out sometimes.
I do. I hear how people are touched by the residents of the nursing home, or they shared a day at the fair just recently, and how the resident wanted to buy them lunch, and how they were so grateful for taking them around at the fair. It is. It's kind of a heartwarming. It's a great job for me because, you know, I see the goodness in people, the goodness of this community coming out, and then I see the benefits of having a volunteer program. We try to really recognize the volunteers too. Sometimes it's a thankless job. I mean, you're a Meals on Wheels volunteers and you've been doing it for years and nobody. So I think that is part of my job too, to just educate the staff of the county that, you know, you have to recognize your volunteers to retain your volunteers. So a simple thank you goes a long way. And I try to, every time I see a volunteer in action or get out there in one of the programs, I always say thank you for volunteering, because it really is. I mean, if you take 2 hours out of your busy week to come to a school to work with disabled students or to come to a nursing home and sit with a resident and visit, I mean, that's huge. That that takes a lot to, you know, etch out 2 hours of your week to help somebody else out. So I'm always very appreciative, which reminds me, every April there is a week that's set aside, National Volunteer Week, and I try to do, the county is very supportive of this program, and we do a recognition lunch, dinner type of program for all volunteers, whether they're at the jail, whether they're master gardeners with the extension program. All volunteers are invited to this program, and we set aside a day where we give them a meal. We thank them for their time served. And it's just a nice way to give back to them. Dave Brettel usually comes. Nancy Russell, our county board chairwoman, is mm-hmm. always present, very supportive of the volunteer program. And she always stands up and gives a little speech about how important their work is to the community and to our county.
We've mentioned work with seniors and prisoners, people in some of the different states of life. What programs are there for volunteers interested in working with children in Walworth County, children and families?
Well, I mentioned Lakeland School.
And Lakeland School, again, is for special needs?
Students, yes. I mean, students and parents have a choice to either attend their schools in their communities or attend Lakeland School. And if you've ever been to Lakeland School, it's a newer facility, and it is just beautiful. It's so inspiring to go there. It's across from our nursing home on Highway NN, and it's just a wonderful setting to learn.
But it's unbelievable that when I've been through there, the people are so kind, the facilities are so good. Again, I personally get such a warmth about this county, being a resident of the county, to know that we care so well
right.
for people. So I can only imagine what the volunteers are like out there. The regular staff are fantastic.
Oh, exactly. The teachers, the administrative staff at Lakeland School, very supportive of our volunteers there. I only have a few at this time. Again, that's a need too. So if you are in special education, or if you have a special place in your heart for students who have some sort of disability, this would be a great placement for you. Our library at the school is run solely on volunteers. We have no staff in the library. So to open that up, with volunteers is very meaningful. In our computer lab would be helpful. Like you said, in the art or the music classrooms, just to have an extra pair of hands, an extra pair of eyes to help out would be greatly appreciated, as well as in the pool.
Okay. Also wondering, when one considers all the different programs that you offer, are there population changes that you notice? Is that baby boomer boom coming, where many people are retiring now, so there's more people needing senior services and things of that sort? Where do you see the biggest need for growth in the coming years, where you'll need probably even more volunteers than you have now?
Well, as I mentioned, through the ADRC, there is not only the nutrition program, but there's other programs that I see as the biggest need. One is our volunteer guardian program. That's when seniors can no longer make good choices for themselves. And so the court appoints a volunteer guardian to act as their advocate or their decision-making regarding medical or financial decisions. So that program is through Health and Human Services. The other program that's going to be huge is our senior benefits specialist. This is a program that if you have questions about your Medicare or any of your benefits that is confusing enough, if you're just a senior who can, you know, work on a computer and get the information you need, this is a program that I see as needing volunteers more so in the future as well. In fact, during open enrollment for Medicare Part D, which is your prescription, that's during mid-October to December, there'll be an influx of consumers or clients coming into Health and Human Services for time with these specialists, these benefit specialists. So volunteers are going to be needed to make those appointments, to do some of the escorting back to the offices, to help with maybe some of the assessments. We've had volunteers help with the assessments as well. And we also have a new program. It's called Medicare Minutes, where we've trained volunteers to go out into the community. It's like an outreach program, and do a 15-minute talk on Medicare issues. So that's to the Senior Travel Club. That's to the AARP group that meets monthly. That may be to an assisted living or senior apartment right before an activity. And so this is what I see as growing in the future as the baby boomers become more apt to be signing up for these programs.
The biggest assignment you probably had this year, actually was an assignment over several years, I imagine, was the Farm Technology Days. The statewide meeting of people interested in farm and agriculture, and a family in the town of Lynn on the south side of Lake Geneva volunteered all their land, and you basically had to create a city overnight, didn't you? And it took about 1,000. It was like, okay, create a state fair from out of nowhere,
right,
and make it happen. How did you end up doing with that? Did you get the volunteers you needed and pull it off?
We did pull it off, and it was a fantastic farm technology. I don't know how we pulled it off, but we did. We built this tent city in the middle of a farm field and brought in electricity and cell phone service and water and all this services in the middle of a field. But the most amazing part to me was that this was all run on volunteer power. So 1,200 people spent numerous weeks and days and hours at this event to showcase Walworth County and how agriculture is still an important part of this. So it really went well. I was very proud of being part of that.
Well, Colleen, for someone who has been moved or motivated by listening to our program today, how do they reach out to you? How do they get involved if they want to be a volunteer doing whatever moves their heart in Walworth County.
Right. Well, first of all, let me just say, if you don't see anything or hear anything that is of interest to you, what I've said today, please contact me anyways, because I try to, if I don't have a job for you, I try to be a resource for other nonprofits in the area. There's many wonderful food pantries and other nonprofits that need volunteers that I can refer you to, at least get the ball rolling for you. But if you are interested to work for the county, Walworth County, and their programs and jobs, you can contact me via email, which is clesniak, L-E-S-N-I-A-K, at co.walworth.wi.us. I know it's long. You just call me. That's easier. My number is 262-741-4223. You can also go on the county's website. Not